Hey guys, I hope all is well. Thank you for joining me for this Truth Talk podcast episode. In today's episode, I'm joined by my wife, Dee.
Hi everybody, I hope you guys are having a great day.
Today we're going to be talking about the downfall of Kodak Black. But before we get into that, I just wanted to let you guys know that I am planning on bringing back the Truth Talk podcast. I know it's been a while since the last Truth Talk podcast, but me and Dee have decided that we're going to try to do this at least once or twice a week, since so many of you guys have been asking for content from both of us. So let's get right into it. If you've been on the internet recently, you most likely have seen all the drama surrounding Kodak Black. He's gone viral several times for the wrong reasons, and every time that we see him, it seems like he's drifting further and further away. Recently, there was a video circulating online that shows him on the ground, and he's eating chicken while he's being recorded by fans that are looking at him like he's a circus clown, and it's truly sad to see, you know? This was one of the rappers that was one of the biggest rappers in the industry since like 2016, if I'm not mistaken, or 2017. He's been a very big artist, and to see this happening to him, it just proves exactly what I've been saying about the industry since I started this channel. This is what the industry does to you. When Kodak Black was the top-selling artist and everybody loved him, the record label made sure they had control over him. Even though he was still abusing substances, he wasn't looking like this. He wasn't running around in such a destructive manner where he's becoming a shell of what he used to be. He's getting to the point where no one really takes him seriously anymore. The video of him on the ground and people filming him, it proves to us the music industry has abandoned him. He's no longer the trending artist. He's no longer a big artist no more. He's not dropping hit songs every other day like he used to. So when the industry no longer needs you, they dispose of you like trash after they already took your soul, after they already squeezed everything that they can get from you. They made millions off of him and then they abandoned him. And then this is another aspect of it as well. This is what the devil does to you. When he was influencing millions of people and taking control of millions of lives and influencing them to live this gangster lifestyle, this destructive lifestyle, he was being promoted, he was being pushed. They kept him on a pedestal. But the moment that that influence, that hold that he had over the audience broke, they no longer need him. He has no purpose for the industry. So they don't care if he self-destructs right in front of us. They don't care if he takes a bunch of substances and then passes away. They don't care anymore. Honestly, they're most likely hoping that that happens because then they'll make more money from him after he's gone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we've seen them do that countless of times with multiple artists. They rise to fame. They end up getting these substance addictions, and then we see the downfall of them. And all that happens is that the record labels literally profit off of them because they're no longer here to take any part of that money.
It's not just that they develop these addictions. Some of them do have these addiction problems before they get in the industry, but a lot of them are forced this addiction onto them when they get in the industry, when they step in the industry, and they have these assistants and these record label executives providing them with the substances that they're going to become slaves to. They do this on purpose because it's another way to control the artist. It's another way to dumb them down and break them down, you know? If they can give them, hook them onto something that they have access to, that the record labels could provide them and keep them working harder and keep them in this type of mood that's going to produce some more money, they do. They always do. There's already been a lot of countless stories of celebrities forming these addictions after working with the labels because the label people are the ones giving them these substances. The lifestyle that they force on these rappers, they usually say, oh, it's gonna sell more records. You know, you have to fit the image, you had to fit the mold, you had to be able to, you know, live the lifestyle. But that's really where the downfall of the artist starts, because all they're doing is squeezing out that bit of fame, you know?
That alone lets you know how much they really care about these artists. Because if you have somebody who's supposed to be making you millions of dollars, who's the face of your record label, you would think you would want the opposite, for them to have a clean lifestyle, for them to live a long, healthy life. But like you said, instead, they force these substances upon them. They tell them they have to live this lifestyle. And then all they're doing is sending the wrong message out to the public.
But that's the point. The point is to push this influence through these artists, right? They want, they're selling a lifestyle that they benefit in every way from. You know, these are the same people that own the pharmaceutical companies. These are the same people that own the big clothing brands. These are the same people that they use these artists to push a lifestyle that allows them to profit overall. Even the theory that, you know, hip-hop is connected to the private prison industry. That entire theory, to me, it's completely true. I believe it 100%. If you put a rapper out like Kodak Black, who's promoting this gangster lifestyle that has that is most likely going to result in people following his influence and ending up in jail, in prison, destroying their lives early, the people that are behind Kodak Black, the investors, the true people that put the money in the record label's hands to give to these artists, that's exactly what they want. They want a person like Kodak Black in the mainstream that's going to influence the urban community exactly like he's done. It's not just Kodak Black. Kodak Black is the latest example of the fall after the rise. And it's always going to be a fall after the rise, specifically in the music industry, because like I said, they're only using you for a certain amount of time until you no longer have that mystique to you. You no longer have that attention grasping, you know, persona. You don't have anything. And it happens over time, because if we look at Kodak Black, he's a shell of who he used to be, right?
Exactly. He was never this A role model of a celebrity, but he was very influential. He was always talking about substances or rapping about doing things that we probably shouldn't be doing. But now we've seen the turn where he's literally become all of that. We're seeing him on all of these live streams or these random videos that fans are just recording of him. And it's really insane, especially that one time that he was just on Kai Cenat's stream. He was literally sitting there on the live stream, tweaked out, and nobody stopped him. Nobody said anything. They just allowed him to continue to sit there while thousands of people sat there and watched him.
That's a very good point. And that's actually important, because if you think about it, the record label, whoever is administering Kodak Black's career, they're the ones that put him in the Kai Cenat stream. And they knew he was going to be like that. But that's, again, my point. They want this influence out there. Kai Cenat is the new Hollywood. Kai Cenat is mainstream media now. He's the one that has the voice of the kids. You know, he's the one speaking directly to the kids. So when you put a Kodak Black on there, completely gone off substances, that's the influence that he's spreading to the kids. And that's exactly what the industry wants. Kai Cenat, they're using him for the same purpose that they used every other media outlet and every other superstar as well, because in a strange way, Kai Cenat is like a media outlet and a superstar in the same sense. People go to him to hear what new music is out or what's trending and what's popping, and people also watch him and are influenced by him. So putting a Kodak Black, which they already knew, I'm pretty sure that he was already doing substances before he even walked into the door. They knew he was gonna act like that. But like I said, this is what they want the kids to be influenced by. Substances destroy so many lives, and it's not just using it, it's the abusing of it. So many people are influenced to abuse these substances, and the outcome is what we're seeing from Kodak Black now. Kodak Black is obviously an exaggerated version, and in reality, there's not going to be many people that are going to be able to survive as long as Kodak Black when they adopt this lifestyle. Kodak Black is rich. Kodak Black has opportunities that most people don't have. Even throughout the substances, most people that have the problem that Kodak Black has, they're abandoned. Nobody will talk, you know, their family starts going away, but that's not going to happen with Kodak Black because he has money. He has fame. He has popularity. And the people that are around him, they're not going to abandon him because he's the one that gives the money. They're going to stay by his side and allow him to run his course. Until he has no more money, he's going to still have people around him. But the people that Kodak Black is influencing, that's not the case at all. They're going to end up having a destructive outcome no matter what. That lifestyle that he's influencing people through Kai Cenat's stream, because that's exactly what he did. How many people you think watched that stream, saw Kodak Black? Some people probably watched Kai Cenat's stream and learned of Kodak Black for the first time. Because at this point in time, Kai Cenat is a much bigger star than Kodak Black. 100%. Kai Cenat is actually probably the most popular person in media right now, wouldn't you say?
Definitely. He's even done commercials for T-Mobile with Snoop Dogg inside of them. So you know that just shows how big he's gotten. And talking about all of this and how they've used him now just for clicks and views in their videos kind of reminds me when Adam22 did the same thing with Boonk Gang. Boonk Gang literally went on Adam22's podcast drunk out of his mind. And instead of removing that man from the show, they continued to record him and laugh at him and exploit him just so they could get views, just so they could make money, not trying to help him, which would have been the right thing to do.
Speaking about Adam22, though, did you see what he recently did recently? Adam22, after he basically did everything with his wife and sold his wife for fame and sold his soul for fame. Because he's no longer popular how he used to be, he has to find a new way to make money. So what he did was he decided to scam his fans. There's a YouTuber called CoffeeZilla. I watch his content from time to time, and what he does is he exposes, you know, popular people that take advantage of their fans using cryptocurrency. And Adam22 had announced that he was going to do something in the crypto space, and CoffeeZilla actually contacted him and told him, hey, you shouldn't do this, it's a scam, you're going to end up scamming your fans, you shouldn't do it. And Adam22 told him straight up, I don't care, I'm just trying to make money, they paid me, I have nothing to do with it, they paid me to post it and I posted it. And you know, it just shows how Adam22 just takes advantage of not only the culture, but he's taking advantage of his fans. From a long time ago, people should have stopped supporting him. The moment he decided to sell his wife, to give his wife, the person that he married under God, the moment he decided to sell her for some fame, that should have been the wrap. And then everyone should have taken notice of the fact that everyone that was around Adam22 always ends up complaining about Adam22, how Adam22 did them dirty, how Adam22 took advantage of them. I proved this from the beginning. Adam22 is 100% a Masonic puppet. His family is connected to the Clinton family. This is not a regular guy. This is not a kid that grew up in the culture and decided to do, you know, hip hop content. This is someone that they placed in the culture to take advantage, to destroy, and to influence people in the way that he has. There's a lot of stuff that's shady about this guy. And still he has a fan base, still he has an audience. But, you know, like you were saying, exactly what he did with the Boon Gang. He took advantage of Boon Gang, even though he claims that he denied them and blah, blah, blah. He could have just ended the live stream. He could have just not done the video at all. But he saw it as an opportunity to take advantage of a man that was out of their mind, that was in a low spot, so that he can get views and he can squeeze views out of everything. He does this all the time. He monetized a fight that happened inside of his studio while they were recording a live stream. He monetized this fight because he knew it was going to be views. He knew he was going to make money. He didn't care about the embarrassment. He didn't care about how it made his company look, because he doesn't even care about his company. He doesn't care about this culture. All Adam cares about was his initial mission, which is to infiltrate and influence. And his second mission is to make as much money as possible. And that's what he's been doing. He doesn't care about the culture at all, not even in a small sense. And by the culture, I mean the urban people, because when we talk about hip hop culture, that's really what it is. If you were born in any hood, New York, LA, Detroit, any of these areas, any of these places where they target this content to, that's who he's taking advantage of. That's who Adam22 has been taking advantage of the entire time. He doesn't care about this culture. He just wants to squeeze everything he can from it while pleasing the people that put him in that position. Did you hear the rumors that supposedly he was divorcing his wife?
No, I haven't actually.
Yeah, they're saying online that he's divorcing his wife. It hasn't been confirmed yet, but realistically, I was expecting that to happen. Weren't you expecting that to happen? He let his wife sleep with another man for content. For money. Does that seem like someone who loves his wife?
No, definitely not. That whole entire relationship seemed off to me because of all of the things that they were both equally doing and participating in. It's just not things that married people do. And isn't this the same man who said he was going to spit in the face of God by marrying this woman?
Yeah, that's exactly what he said. He did say that he married her to spit in the face of God. Yes, because he said it wasn't marriage in the traditional sense, but what better way would, you know, to do it than to marry his wife and then let her sleep with another man? That's exactly what he said. I'll play the video.
Me and my wife don't believe in God, and we got married. Seems like that's kind of confusing to some people.
For business strat. That's why you guys got married.
No, because we wanted to celebrate.
You guys talked about it when you got married. You guys talked about, imagine destroy the sanctity of the Bible. That was a satanic demoralization alchemic ritual.
I like the way that you're thinking. Because, yeah, I don't believe in God. Maybe what better way to spit in the face of God? Better way to spit in the face of God than to get married.
Well, hold on.
And then let her a hold large on. Man.
That's just plain disrespect. So I would have thought that they would have probably divorced a long time ago, and I'm honestly surprised that it's lasted this long. And if it's just a rumor that they're getting divorced and they actually stay together, that's even more mind-blowing, because I know she's still out there doing stuff. I know that he is still out there doing stuff, and they have a child together who's going to one day grow up and see and hear about the stuff that both of their parents have been doing.
He doesn't like when that's brought up. Whenever that's brought up, you could always see that he's like dismissive of it or gets offended by it, but it's the truth. We live in a digital world. Everything we put out there comes back 360 to bite us in the butt. And that's exactly what's going to happen with this. When his daughter is older, I don't think he cares, though, realistically. If he has no issues with letting his wife be with another man on camera then sell it to the world, I don't think he has much morality in him or cares about anything at all. Tell me how a man like that would care about anything, let alone his daughter. He doesn't care about his wife. Why would he care about his daughter? He doesn't care about anything. This man only cares about serving the devil and making money. It's the same man that got Baphomet tattoo, an inverted cross tattoo on his face. The same man who pretended to be gay for clout. Like, this is what Adam 22 is. And realistically, I have nothing against him as a human being. But as a content creator, as an influencer, I think that he's cancer for our society. 100%. I feel that people like him, and even like what we're talking about with Kodak Black, as bad as I feel for Kodak Black, Kodak Black put himself in this position and has influenced so many people to be just like him. So how truly sorry could you feel for them, you know? I would pray for Kodak Black. I would pray for Adam 22. But the thing is, Adam 22 doesn't want prayers. Maybe Kodak Black does, but a person like Adam 22, he spits on our prayers. He literally said that he would willingly disrespect God. He spits on our prayers. He doesn't care about being saved. He doesn't want to be saved. He's chosen his side. I often hear a lot of people say, you know, you should pray for these people. I do. But the thing is, I know it's not going to change them because they've made a choice. They've chosen the world. They've chosen the devil. They've chosen sin. They've chosen to serve this empire of darkness because they like how it feels. They like what it provides. They like fame. They want to feel like God. That's what they want. Our prayers for them are going on deaf ears. It's better if we pray for those who actually need it.
Yeah, because we've already seen Kodak Black has been given so many chances. He had a criminal record that's longer than both of my arms put together. Somehow is magically pardoned by Trump, given more chances on top of that. They tried to move him out of where he was living and force him to live in the suburbs to take him out of that lifestyle. Yet this is what he has become. We see that he's all tweaked out, doing these substances, not having no kind of self-control. And what's even more sad is that whoever is around him, if there's even one person around that man, they're not helping him. They clearly don't care about him. They're just there for the ride, the money and the fame and everything that comes along with it. Because if you ask me, if they had an ounce of care for him, they would have tried or even be trying to get him help, not letting him continue to abuse these substances or go on live streams when he's clearly not in the right state of mind.
The people around them, they aren't going to say anything because he's the money, you know? You don't want to piss off the money. You don't want to make the guy mad that is wiring money to your account, paying your rent, giving you money every month, taking you on these crazy trips. So they're going to let him self-destruct. And honestly, one thing that I know for sure about people, most people around you want you to fail. Most people around you are only around you because they want to watch you fail. They see you succeed, they're jealous, and they want to watch you fail. With Kodak Black, we also have to remember, this is not a regular guy. This is a guy who sold his soul to the industry, you know, somebody that is completely owned. Mark my words, don't be surprised if Kodak Black passes away in the next few months. And that's exactly what the record labels want. The record labels are going to make so much more money when he passes away. Right now, he's barely streaming. Right now, he's not obviously anywhere near his peak, but the moment he passes away and everyone pretends to be sad about it, the record label's gonna make millions and millions and millions. That's what they want. Why not let him self-destruct, right? Why not? Why would they stop him from doing exactly what they want him to do? This is more evidence for them to be like, you know, see, he had this problem for months and nobody helped him and he passed away. His music streams through the roof. That's what they want. They make money and they influence the youth. That's all it is at the end of the day, you know?
Yeah, I just think that watching Kodak Black spiral is really sad, especially since he's a father, and I'm sending prayers his way, and hopefully somebody helps that man, gets him some type of help, and convince him to do a whole 180 life change, because if not, you're right, he's literally headed towards the end. And just real quick, I wanted to ask you, what do you think about the downfall of celebrity culture? I've been seeing everywhere that celebrity culture is dying, especially with the younger generation, Gen Z and younger. They no longer care about the celebrities. They no longer pay attention to the celebrities. Instead, they're more focused on making themselves a relevant person and paying attention more to the influencers.
Yeah, like I was saying earlier, I'll be completely honest with you. What I feel happened is hip-hop ran its course. And hip-hop was the main source of influence for the last, I'll say, 10 years. But hip-hop has ran its course. And what I mean by that is that they already successfully achieved their goal, their purpose with hip-hop. They have created this new generation of kids that they're calling the YNs now that are living purely off hip-hop ideology, like being a gangster, you know, robbing people, selling substances, all these things that hip-hop embodied. These kids embraced it entirely. It's created this generation of crash outs, like they're calling it, a generation of lost souls. And I think that's what the purpose of hip hop was. And now it's shifting. Now the kids are looking at the influencers, because the influencers are the new rappers. The influencers are the new celebrities, like Kai Cenat. And it would have been okay if Kai Cenat would have been an independent product, like an independent person, but he's not. He's owned by the same people that owns the rappers. He's signed to a management company, and that management company is just like a record label. So it, realistically, has celebrity culture fallen off with Hollywood celebrities? Of course. I don't see rappers or singers having that much control like they used to have. But the influencers have the same control. They have more control now. And if you think about it, Kai Cenat is just as bad. Remember, he did that prison stream. He had no problem whatsoever making prison look like it was a camp out for the guys. You know, that's him influencing the youth. That's him convincing people that prison is fun. Doing, you know, getting locked up ain't a big deal. You get to hang out with your friends. Look, there's even girls in here. It was just propaganda. Because that's what they use these celebrities for. If you think Kai Cenat is coming up with the concepts of his dreams, you don't know what you're talking about. Kai Cenat has a complete management team, a production team, writers, everything, the whole shebang. And these people have agendas that they use these influencers, these celebrities to push. So has celebrity culture died? Well, if you look at it through the traditional celebrities, yes, I agree. But they just replaced them with the streamers. The streamers are doing the job of the rappers. And it's going to continue like that until the new world order is established, because this is what media is for. Media is for convincing the world to accept the coming new world order through propaganda, through mind control, through all forms of manipulation. And that's exactly what we're living through now. But if you got nothing else to say, Dee, I'm going to end up wrapping up here. You have any last thoughts?
No, I think you made a very good point there. The reason why Gen Z and the younger generation don't follow celebrity culture is because they feel like those people are out of touch and they do not relate with the everyday person. But like you said, now they've placed these streamers in there that seem like your everyday person, that might wear things that you wear or talk the slang that you talk, who can relate more to you. They're still being controlled by the corporation. So yeah, like you said, is there really a downfall in celebrity culture, or has it just switched to make it feel like there's been a downfall, or to give the people what they want, to make them feel like this is a peer to you, this is somebody you can relate to more than a celebrity who lives in a mansion, has 10,000 cars in their garage, despite the fact that Kai Cenat probably does? But it's just that the people now don't see that. They get what they want and they're pacified, and they're just going to continue on until the next thing comes.
Yeah, like you said, it's self-worship to a new level. Everybody wants to be a god. Everybody wants to be a star. Everybody wants to be a celebrity. And it's easier to be an influencer in their minds than it is to be a rapper. So you're right. I definitely see that. Celebrity culture isn't dead. It just switched. The new celebrities are the influencers. And the influencers sold their souls just like everybody else. Everybody that's in this big industry, everybody that they're using, placing in front of you, it's all about control. That's all it is. They want to control you. They want to be able to manipulate you, and they're doing it successfully. A lot of people don't want to accept that as the truth, but it is the truth. And that's why I exist. You can say whatever you want about the channel, but at the end of the day, I'm going to continue to expose the truth. I'm going to continue to call out the influence, the manipulation. And I don't care if I get blackballed by YouTube by doing it, because it's my only purpose. Well, I'm gonna end this one here. I want to thank you guys for watching. I want you guys to let me know in the comment section if you guys want the Truth Talk podcast back. I'm thinking about reinstalling it at least once or twice a week. So let me know your thoughts. Let me know how you felt about this episode. And that's it for this one. I'll see you guys in the next one.
Goodbye, everybody. I hope you guys have a great day.